Hey guys, my name is Garth Delican. This is my very first podcast for Anchor. So welcome, and I hope you're going to enjoy this. Life is full of its ups and downs, isn't it? And like all of us, I've had my ups and downs. I've been there, I've been back again, I've worn the t-shirt, I've crashed and burned, I've reinvented myself. And on the back of that, I actually work as a motivational speaker. I wrote a book last year called 20's Plenty, which is about how to achieve the life you always wanted and desired and feel 20 years younger in just 5 minutes a day. And I'd like to read you an excerpt from my very first chapter, and this is called The Beginning. It will give you an idea of me, my personality, and what I'm about. So here we go. So there it was. Another 45 minutes of blood, sweat and tears over. I was showered, changed, and sitting at the juice bar at my local gym, sipping on my protein smoothie, and feeling my depleted glycogen stores being filled up again as that delicious brew worked its magic, and enjoying what I affectionately call the afterbask. This is that glorious feeling. Well, it is for me, at least, you know. You know, when you've just finished a fabulous workout, pushing yourself hard and feeling the buzz of hot blood coursing through your veins. This is the moment when all is well in your world. That immeasurable feeling of well-being and calm and accomplishment, which stays with you for hours afterwards. You know the feeling I'm talking about, don't you? That moment when you have clarity of thought, and stress just seems to be an alien concept, and has no place in your world or lifestyle. This is my special place. The place I discovered many years ago during my years working as a director within one of London's largest advertising agencies. It was in this place of personal safety and power that all my best decisions were made. It was here that I always felt calm, always strong, and I found out that the benefits carried on far beyond the realm of the mortal world, enhancing every aspect of my life, my spirit and my soul. To me, this feeling is so special, and in the early days, I seemed to be only able to achieve it through strenuous workouts, the feeling of a heavy weight in my grasp, the visualizing of the physical and mental challenge I was about to undertake, the strain of my sinews as they contracted against the resistance and the constant rhythm of the repetitions. Unlike many of my workout partners over the years, of which I've had many, and the majority of people who use gym facilities, they only seem to go through the motions of a workout and never really feel the true benefits, the true power to be accessed and used. To me, working out at the gym is special. You go there not only to work out, but to increase your fitness, improve stamina, change your body shape, heighten your mental capacity. It's a place, if you let it, where wonderful things do happen, not only physically, but also mentally. Have you found that? It's not a place to go if you're not serious about massive and positive change, and to have a conversation about the weather, or to chat incessantly between exercises. To my mind, that's wasted effort, as you lose your concentration, your focus, and that's one of the many reasons most people are unable to achieve not only their gym goals, but also their life or work goals. Lack of concentration on the job at hand, and forever daydreaming about what could be, instead of applying the effort here and now. To my mind, it's like driving a car, then turning to talk to your passenger or speaking to someone on your mobile telephone or your cell phone. You take your mind off the task at hand and then become distracted. You may drift off course, or worse still, have an accident. To me, it's the shrine where I go to worship. The place where intense concentration to the exclusion of all outside influences is a prerequisite. It's a place where I can use my mental strength and tenacity to forge not only my body to the shape I wish, but it's also the place where I can forge my will in the heat of an intense inner battle. Me against the weights or resistance. My will forcing my body and my mind beyond its normal boundaries. Forcing myself to rush past what I perceived as previously unconquerable goals. Sometimes you have to discover that what the mind sometimes believes isn't always necessarily so. You might just be stuck because you haven't made any demands on it recently, and it doesn't know any better. It hasn't had to expand past its usual preset boundaries. What the mind can conceive, it can achieve. It's often written. But what if its power to conceive has been limited by limitations that either you, life, or other people have given it? Reading in between the lines, if you're a businessman or woman, or someone in business for yourself, you can see the secret that's embedded in this simple message, and you don't need me to spell it out for you. Do you? Really? Of course not. It's not only the physical and mental challenges we're talking about here. It's here in the afterbask, as I affectionately call it, that you discover amazing things about yourself. When you have intense mental concentration, coupled with the joy of doing something worthwhile, being true to yourself, and then beating your previous personal best, lifting more weight than before, doing more reps than you thought possible, pushing your mind beyond what thought it was previously possible. That's where the magic happens. That's where powerful changes begin to occur. That's where you discover your power. No matter how tough the challenge is, or seemingly overwhelming the odds, the joy and pleasure comes from the effort. And it matters not if you succeed or not. The power comes from trying. And if you surpass all expectations in the process, so much the better. Being in that moment is an awesome feeling. One charged with electricity and joy, and feelings of fatigue simply disappear as though they were never ever there in the first place. But it doesn't end there, does it? That is only the beginning. Only the first part of the magic. Well, that was the first chapter of my book, 20's Plenty. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I'll be doing a regular podcast on a weekly or probably a daily basis. You can also follow me on Instagram at Garth Delican. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.